And we are back here once again with another episode of the Cloud 9 Podcast Season 11, Episode 4. So just want to say sorry that we are running just a little bit late. Chaz's message to me came just a little bit late. There was something that happened where, you know, messages came not on time. So I thought he was going to be too busy tonight to do the show. But that's the reason why we're starting a little bit later than our usual time. And tonight, we will be doing our LEC 2024 Spring Split recap, actually. We'll be talking about, you know, basically the highs and lows of the LEC 2024 Spring Split. And then we will also be going over the JDG versus Top Esports series as the LPL 2024 Spring Split will be coming to a close this Saturday. Actually, you have BLG versus Top Esports. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to have BLG winning the whole thing, actually. I mean, they were literally the best team coming into the split, and it pretty much just looks like they're going to end up running away with it. There's some flaws to their gameplay, but yeah. And joining me here in this episode of the Cloud9 Podcast tonight is going to be Mr. Blanks, and Warren should also be making an appearance as well. But yeah, man, what's up? How you doing?
No, I'm up, man. Killing it, playing. Not a lot of Pokemon, but I've just been practicing.
Okay.
I got two challenges. I got a cup I might go to. It's in New York. That's why I'm trying to do the math now. Like, is it worth going? Mainly because it's like, okay, is it worth my time? It's like, you know, it's worth my time going, but I'm not really chasing worlds this year. So, okay, if I'm going, I'm mainly going like just to get more games, more packs and all that, you know, because a lot of time I go to challenges just to get practice, get, you know, reps, trades. It's like, I got a shit ton of stuff I got to do. It's like, that's why I figure out, do I play Charizard? It's only three decks I've really built out right now. If I'm like, that's my main thing. I'm trying to figure out what I need to do. Like, that's me. But like, I try to convince somebody else if they want to go as well. It's like, oh, hey, we got this happening. Because I know there's a League Cup happen the same weekend. There's two League Cups happening back to back. I'm trying to convince one other person to go up to another League Cup that same weekend. And then I'm trying to convince them, you know, just to get extra reps, extra practice. But, you know, yeah, the Pokemon grind, because I'm not going for it, but other people are. And I'm just like, might as well just play extra games. Like, shit.
Right. Yeah.
Because I always tell people, I'm up for practice, but like, I guess everybody, of course, everybody got jobs and shit like that. You know, it makes sense.
It's
like,
yep.
Okay.
Well, yeah. As you guys know, I started the comics and manga channel today. The first video is there, and I will be uploading more content to the channel. And I have other content that I'm going to be doing for this channel as well. I know you guys saw my channel update video. You guys saw what content I'm going to be putting out in the channel. The stuff that you guys are going to watch, I am doing that. And I did do content today. So just got to give me time to edit it. It'll be really, really quick. And then I'll have it out for you guys. You know, Warren's here. What's up, man? How you doing? Black man, New York's hey. Trash. God,
you're California in sewage.
What are you talking about? I'm hot, rich and good looking. What are you talking about?
You're smelly, dirty and a baboon.
Oh, God.
None of those. And Los Angeles is a goddamn war zone right now. What the fuck?
Dude, Los Angeles is great. First of all, there's great healthcare, no crime. Everyone loves each other.
$20 minimum wage and they're firing people, dumbasses. Yeah. Excellent.
Hey, man, I wasn't for the minimum wage increasing. I was like, keep it the way it is. But, you know, people are retarded for some reason.
People honestly don't understand the living wage that's going up. Like, how the fuck you going to have somebody have $15 hour job but a $2,000 rent? Like,
No amount of minimum wage increase is ever gonna help you catch up in terms of that, you know?
Exactly.
But, you know, people don't want that explained to them. They want you to tell them about their fucking fantasy trip, and it's like, I'm not doing that. I'm just not the kind of guy to do that, honestly. But let's talk about the JDG versus Top Esports series, actually, because I did end up catching up to watch that. I'll start with Chaz. What did you think about that series, actually?
It went down the way I thought it was going to go down. I knew Top Esports was going to win, just not in the way they did. Holy shit.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, actually.
Yeah, you know? Ain't the word. It was a goddamn stomp.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people are going to go, wait, that same JDG, the one that won mostly everything last year but Worlds, is not going to MSI. So what ended up happening for a lot of people that didn't watch the LPL is that JDG team that you guys saw last year that did very, very well, the one that, you know, obviously, you know, won both splits, they won MSI, you know, and did very well at MSI last year, and they made top four at Worlds. Well, that roster cost a lot of money. The rumored amount was $16 million for this roster, okay? So that means you're going to be getting rid of this roster in the offseason. They ended up losing 369 to Top Esports, and they ended up losing Knight to BLG, right? Last year, BLG had Yigal. And still with Yigal, they were actually able to actually do very, very well, but they couldn't obviously get over, you know, JDG. The other thing that ended up happening was that, you know, they kind of kept the more weaker parts of the team. And I think the JDG roster last year, there was a few players that got really extremely overrated. One of them actually just being Missing. Missing actually has very big flaws to his gameplay. And so does Kanavi, you know? And when you break that kind of roster up, you know, you're going to kind of get the result that they had. And still to be fair, they also did end up getting second as well. Sorry, they ended up getting third. They ended up getting third on the overall split. They actually had a decent, really good win record as well. And the reason why they didn't actually do as well this split is because people don't understand, it's not just about having good players overall. It's just more like when you have certain players doing things good for other players and then you have those players leave, that's going to make the team look worse. Like, obviously, Yigal is – I like Yigal, and he has a lot of flaws to his gameplays too. And he's not a bad player. He's a good to solid player, right? But it's not Knight. You know, Knight definitely can make the game a lot more tailored towards hard carry than Yigal. Yigal's more of a supportive carry mid laner, if that makes sense. 369 was primarily a weak side top laner with JDG last year, and he was the guy that'll take the backseat, but if you gave him the Renekton pick and you gave him the Kassante pick, he could actually win you the game. Now they have Flandre. Flandre's been someone where, you know, he's had some good years, but he's also had a lot of meh years, for being honest here. At a certain point in this year of JDG for the LPL, they actually subbed Flandre out for that 16-year-old, 17-year-old top laner named Sheer, actually. That motherfucker is not 18. Don't believe that. I've been alive a long time, guys. That motherfucker is not 18. That's a 17-year-old kid, you know? And they didn't even choose to use you know, Sheer in the playoffs, actually. So I don't really know why they put him in. They're not going to have him for the playoffs, honestly. But yeah, looking at the series, oh my God, it was just bad. It would, like, maybe they just played really, really bad in the day, but they just look like the worst team by far. You know, they didn't cover for bot properly enough. I mean, Yigal was just getting basically just destroyed by Kreen for the most part. I mean, 369 was way more impactful than Flandre. Missing.
You say definitely. He was getting creamed? Nah.
He was getting creamed on, I would say. You know? God. I don't really know what you're supposed to do because, like, in one aspect, yeah, they did finish third. They did finish top three. But in that fashion, they lost in that fashion. That's pretty embarrassing, you know? So
I don't know. If it's you can't say it's embarrassing, right? Because think about, like, I think they also had fatigue. And what I mean is you went up against TS before lose. You go up against Ninja in Pajamas, which I think was the dark horse I had going in, because I think Shanji is a really good top laner. And then now the thing is, you just went through a best of five, and then you got to go back and play against TS. That's a lot. You know what I mean? That's like, that's a lot. So that plays a factor. Also, they have an identity, right? It's Ruler, and it's It's Ruler.
Be Ruler,
to be Ruler, and then yeah. Yagao is the Nisqy of LPL, but just a little bit, but no champion. Oh no, he has a championship. That's a lot.
He's won. There's a reason why BLG couldn't get over JDG last year, and it was because the night difference was pretty massive there. But Yagao obviously can beat a lot of other people, and it's like I can't really be mad at him. It's like if he's beating everyone else, but this one guy, it's like. Well, you know, I guess you are kind of doing your job, but there's got to be a point where, you know, last year Knight was really, really covering Ruler in a lot of team fights, and now that he doesn't have Knight and 369, that's a big weakness that people saw for the team, you know? But we know JDG is going to be going to Worlds, right? Because RNG will.
I mean...
He's not going to Worlds, I'm joking.
I mean, RNG's rebuilding, right? So, I mean, I could see Ninja in Pajamas going to Worlds.
Actually. I could too. Yeah, because LPL gets 4 seeds, right? So,
I want to say yes.
No,
yes.
I'm pretty sure they do.
No, it's everybody gets 3 seeds. Have you saw the news thing about MSI? Whoever wins, they get their whichever region wins. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about MSI?
Oh, they put out a cleaner video. Okay. Yeah, I haven't got a chance to see it yet. So what happened with it?
Pretty much everyone, how do I put it? Everyone has 3 seeds. The major regions have 3. I think the minor regions have 1.
PCS has 2, I think.
PCS, some of them have 2, some of them have 1, some of them have 3.
Yeah. So basically, you have to get top 2 to unlock the other spots or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good lord. I mean, let's be honest here. Korea and China are making the finals, if we're being honest here. You know? Imagine the LCS with 4 seeds. What a fucking clown show that would be. That would be just like, all right, guess we don't watch these games tonight, because I'm not watching. Because we'd be the 4th seed from the LCS that would go. TL, Cloud9, FlyQuest.
It would be...
TL, C9, NRG.
I would go 100 seeds over NRG, depending on that top lane. Because,
I mean, 4 LCS seeds, that would be, nah. LPL, we need the LPL and LCK to make the finals. Fuck that. 4 LCS.
No, it's whoever wins.
I mean, I know this is going to sound really weird to you guys, but I've been actually watching LCS because of the fact that they have less imports out of all the... Out of all the years, like the imports aren't that many, and it's been mostly talent, young talent. And yeah. I expect them to do a little better this year because all those players are hungry and they need to prove themselves on why they need to stay on the roster. So I'm not saying they're gonna win MSI, but I expect a few upsets here and there.
I think they could win a few games. I think the people that said that LCS got a lot better this year are just coping out their ass. It's terrible, man.
If we're talking about Western comparison and to say the LEC, I think so. I think personally right now, G2 isn't really challenged by anyone, really.
I agree.
Yeah. They walk over everyone and just don't get punished at all.
They don't, and like the thing is, I was telling my friend, I was like, you really think that they're gonna pull out a Kog'Maw against BLG? Come on now, let's be real. They'll put, like, we know that we know the ADC for BLG will pull out Lucian Nami. They'll do Lucian Nami and make them look like
fourth. If you haven't been watching BLG, that guy on an elk, that bot lane that basically just butt graped everyone last year. Yeah, they're actually even better now because Knight is going to cover for them, actually.
Right.
Now they have a better mid laner than last year. They were already really good last year. They were torching people last year, you know? It was honestly wasn't their fault. BLG pretty much lost any of those major series other than, you know, Knight Gap, as I would say.
I would say, though, if we compare LEC to LCS, yes. Just looking at a pure, like, come on.
Just gameplay-wise, yeah. I was just more or less so speaking on I thought the LCS, specifically the LCS quality, not comparing to the LEC, I just thought the LCS was just really, really bad. Honestly, those games were a nightmare to watch. Good lord, those Dignitas games, those Shotfire Rebellion games, especially IMT. Watching IMT play was just awful. I was like, bro, our Matt, what's his name? Mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard? What the fuck is his name these days? This fool couldn't even volley bear all properly. This guy out here punching ground, trying to dig up the fucking dirt for his dead career.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Well, we're going to the LEC now, and the LEC 2024 Spring Split is over, and we know who's going to MSI, G2 and Fnatic. I mean, yeah, I know Fnatic's not that good, but I didn't want anyone else going kind of outside the G2 and Fnatic anyway. If you think I wanted Mad Lions there, I would have, nah, I'm good, honestly. So, where are we going to start tonight, boys? Let's start it, bring up the Leaguepedia, article. Where do we start? Actually, I like trashing on Carmine Corp because I fucking hate them sometimes. I want to go trash on them first. Let's trash on Camel Toe's team, actually. Okay, Cometto. Fucking hell. Can't ever get these fucking names right. This is in dark mode, which I don't like, obviously. So let's do... Let's go through all the teams. Let's do... All right. Carmine Corp is last, as we should start with them first. Only makes sense. All right. Carmine Corp. Kicked Yamato Cannon. That was the only change they made. They just kicked Yamato Cannon for what reason? I have no idea. Because reasons, obviously. And then they actually looked worse without Yamato than with him. At least in Winter Split, they were going to win these games, obviously. But they were at least like somewhat competitive in some games. They looked like they were making some improvements. Even last split, the wins that they got last split at the
end of the split. The whole two wins?
Yeah, the wins that they got looked way more better than the wins they got this split. The wins they got this split looked like some pity sex wins.
Let me tell you what Carmine Corp did wrong. They should have just kept their entire roster from EU Masters and go with it. The reason I say you do that is because they all have synergy and they all know how to work together. We've seen this from plenty of teams. The perfect example is Everate that became Griffin. I'm not saying they're on that level. I'm saying that when you've played with someone for so long and you know how to understand, I think they would have probably been middle of the pack if they kept the Kalista guy, if they kept Sinkroft, and they just kept their roster. You got a lot of egos on there. Bo wants to play carry style. Upset to me is still unproven. Unfortunately, he hasn't won one championship. And then you got Targamas, who I think was better with the other ADC than with... Because remember, Targamas was with Kalista, and they played in EU Masters. That's why they won
EU Masters. I don't think it's old enough to compete in the LEC. I think that's the reason why they got upset. I think he's
117. They got upset for this year.
Upset is just basically a gatekeeper until they can get the other guy in next year because of the age requirement.
But I still think I still keep Sinkroft because he knows how Cabochard plays. And
I have no clue why they kicked off Sinkroft. That doesn't make any sense at all. It's just stupid. I guess they're thinking, hey, Bo was just an upgrade over Sinkroft, so it'll make it work better. But it's like, that's not how League functions anymore. Yeah, like, getting a player upgrade is fine. But if that player doesn't synergize with that other guy properly, it doesn't matter if it's an upgrade. It's going to look worse by comparison, you know?
Yep.
So that's just my thing with Carmine Corp. They've literally 4-14 in two splits. Not gonna lie, they went 4-14 in two splits, okay? And remember, we were always told if Carmine Corp entered the league, you're going to be better than Astralis and all these other orgs. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Personally, I don't like this format. This format is not that great. I don't like the best of three format, and I don't like this format. And now LCS is going to adopt this format, by the way, soon. I don't know if you saw that news.
It's going to be just this format, 3 weeks of this format, and then you have
best of threes. Yep, they're doing the same.
This is my opinion. I think if you can't win four games in 3 weeks, you're fucking trash. It's four best of ones in 3 weeks. I think if you can't win that many games in that amount of time, I think you just shouldn't be playing playoffs anyway. But I don't, you know.
I think you should add one more game to keep it even. I don't like that it's nine. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a weird number.
If it was 18, like it was before?
No, keep it at 10. Have 10 games. 10 games is
more. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
9 is just very weird. It's just, it's not a, it's I don't know. I personally think that a lot of teams, I think a lot of teams now with the way the format is only playing for the 4 wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, and you get what I'm saying, like Chaz and MSK, like they're not playing to like, because we've seen teams in the prior splits when it was the old one, right? When it was like two, when there's more games, they would have start off horribly, but end the split like 10 and 6. You know what I mean?
Because the thing here, given how the league has dropped off in quality, I don't really think getting 4 wins off these teams is even as hard, honestly. Like, is it hard to get wins off Carmin Corp, Rogue, and Mad Lions and Giant X? The fact that Giant X and Rogue and Carmin Corp exist in the league, that's almost essentially free wins right there.
I think Rogue picked up late in the split. Because they, remember, they were the only team that they were the only team. The only those two losses by G2 in this is by Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if Rogue was in the playoffs, they might have been the only team to beat G2, which would have been sad.
That'd be crazy, honestly. Yeah. Well, for Carmin Corp, I know they're going to be going through a lot of roster changes. I know they got closer for Bo now. And I don't know what's going to happen with the other parts of the team, actually. We heard it's going to be a complete overhaul, or they're going to be making massive changes. They started off getting a new jungler. I think that may or may not be the best thing. It depends, because I don't think Bo was their worst player at all. But, you know, his English was fine. He wasn't rapping in their voice comms.
Well, he was chewing.
No, that was Sakin.
No, that was Bo. That was Bo. Imagine if I was on this stream doing this the entire time while you're talking.
I'd choke the shit out of you. I'd actually just choke you. I'd get in your room right now, invisibly, and choke the shit out of you.
I think Carmine Corp is going to... I think they put their expectations way too high. Put their expectations way, way, way too high. The fact that they
kept Targamas after Winter is mind-blowing. Targamas is by far and away just trash. Sakin is useless. I knew that coming in he'd be useless. He was shit when he first came in. He's just a perma-scared mid laner. He doesn't pull the trigger.
What do you mean? He got 4 EU Master title like Faker. He's 4 titles.
I hate you so much. I hope you die. Oh, God. The whole roster just looks by far and away just so dog shit. I'm sorry. Like, if your mid laner is perma scared to even push a lead, what are you even doing on stage? Get off the stage, bend over, and let Shock stick a black dildo in your ass. Oh, I don't know what else. I'm just saying, if Shock was licking my butthole, you know, tongue all in my ass, I'd be pretty good. Yeah. But Carmin Corp, trash, disappointment, just like my dad's influence in my life. Get the fuck off. Just come back next split with the new roster. Why can't Abadage and Limit be in the league? Kaiser is free. Chasey is free. Build that team. Build Chasey, Closer, Abadage, Limit, Upset. There's your team. That might make you get 4 wins.
I think Upset needs to just go to, like, I don't know. I just don't think Upset is good. I'm sorry. Well, he hasn't proven anything. Like, he's been on Fnatic.
He's the reason why Fnatic were winning. No way.
No, he was winning because he had Hillisang.
Razor, Hillisang is not a person. That's not even a human being.
Hillisang, so far, you could make an argument that Hillisang helps team. So far, every team that Hillisang has been on, he's been into the playoffs, and he's gone decently far. Like Vitality, I don't know what was in their brains. Like they should have beaten Fnatic personally, but maybe I'm on coke. So.
Well, I've been on coke for a long time.
They're doing great!
Well, Carmin Corp, dog shit. They've now combined, 4-14 the last 2 splits? Yeah. Literally, if they get 3 wins next split, that's an improvement. That's so bad. That's so fucking pathetic. Like, put the fact factor in. You know, like, there's crazy Asian fans for, like, JDG, T1, JNG, all that stuff. At least those fans are like, hey, fix this roster so we can win Worlds or MSIs. Carmin Corp, the fans are just like, oh, okay, we're just like 10s. No, that's not
yeah, real. Yeah, realize the current these guys are more fan of Valorant than League.
Yeah, or they're just a fan of Kometo than just fucking winning. Apparently now,
that too.
It's just like if you want Carmen Corp to do well as a Carmen Corp fan, you demand roster changes. I'm sorry, like Cabalshart out here in lane, Gragas building Archangel staff first. Like what the fuck?
But that's the build. What are you talking about?
You're gonna be so squishy. You're gonna die every time they dive you.
Well, you go. Well, you, no. You well, he's supposed to build Archangels and Rod of Ages. That's the typical build.
Isn't it Rod first? Because you do the stacks first, right?
Yeah, yeah. You need Rod. You need Rod.
Yeah, you're supposed to do Rod first. He built Archangel staff first, which is like, bro, he's just trolling. Like, go on stage, make him fucking suck your model's dick or something, because that's just bad.
It's Rod of Ages, but you're what's the blue teardrop?
A lot of times you're supposed
to, you're supposed to get that first, then build Rod. It's weird because you want to get that extra mana for
the Gragas. Barrels. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. But you build Rod of Ages first.
All right. On to Rogue. Rogue, yeah, they beat G2. But I was so I don't fucking know when I was watching the team. I'll be honest here. I don't think it means they beat G2, but I mean no one fucking cares for Rogue anymore. Like, I don't know, man. Watching this team is same as watching GX. Boring, bland, just Zolis and Comp don't work together. Zolis and Comp really don't work together. Talk about no anti-synergy. These guys are like fucking a girl and a guy on a blind speed date for the first time. Literally, just both motherfuckers are blind, and they're going out.
The only comp is like oil water. It's like, yo, that shit don't bitch.
No, what's a line in Friday? No Kool-Aid, no sugar, no Kool-Aid or some shit like that.
Yeah, how you got Kool-Aid but no sugar? How you got ham but no burger? How you cereal, got sugar but
water
no milk?
And cereal? Water and cereal. That's fucking disgusting. That's actually gross. Ugh. Who else was here? Larson, he couldn't really do anything the whole split. I mean, he's just... I think he was just content with just fucking going like, all right, whatever happens, honestly.
Nope.
Like, who's the guy? Markkun, the jungler? Nothing happens out of him. Markkun and Larson, synergy doesn't work. And they had Finn.
No. No. Remember, they had Zagenda, and they made...
Yeah, sorry, Zagenda and Winter. Zagenda. Now they had Finn. Yeah. And then they just had Finn. Finn just existed. Like, Finn did make stuff happen, but Finn is not smart enough as a player to convert any leads.
He was better than kind of Zagenda. Finn wasn't inching his way to Zagenda was just he was just unimpactful damn late.
Like Freddy 112, he did draft for them pretty good. His drafts are never like bad, but I don't really know what Rogue's plan is. Like, this roster needs changing too. I swear to God, if they run with this roster into summer, they'll be like, no, we can like do well. It's okay. We do synergy over the split.
I think you run it. I don't think, unless you are like Carmine Corp, I don't think you spend anything, because remember, you got to negotiate contracts. You also got to think if you're going to put, if it doesn't, let's say there's only two options, two things, outcomes. Either it works or it doesn't work. And if it works, now you have to extend their contract. If it doesn't work by the end of the split, now you got to get a new person. So I say run it back, and if it whatever happens, you let the players go by after the split. You're probably right.
Because like, you got to factor in for them to even make worlds, they would have to like legitimately get to the finals or the lower bracket third.
They
match
would have to win.
You're right.
Any team below BDS right now,
Between Giant X to Carmine Corp, right?
They literally would have to go all the way to the finals to win.
And win it.
And that's not happening for any of them orgs right there. Even with
Team Vitality, think about the Final Four. But Vitality had the hardest road to MSI. All Fnatic and BDS had to do was get to the finals.
Yeah, just it. Yeah.
And then get stomped by G2. G2 is already qualified. Vitality just didn't have to get to the final. Vitality could have got to the final of the loss and nothing. Fnatic or
that would have been. Imagine how demoralizing that would be. Getting to the finals, and then unless you win it, you don't get to go to MSI. And the other teams that did make it could have made it. That's fucking demoralizing as hell. That's crazy.
You probably would have to play a tiebreaker or something to
Oh, thank God. Yeah, because that would be pretty fucked if you got to the finals and you lost, but the other guys who didn't make it over you would go. Glad we didn't get in that fucking scenario.
Because they do that dumbass championship points from this winter split.
That's what I don't like. I agree with you, Chaz. I don't like that. There's no.
I don't like it either.
They have effectively four championships each split.
Four. Like, that's the season finals. Is, like, that fucked over.
I was like, do people count season finals as a trophy? I don't count.
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot. It technically does count as a trophy, but it's like, that counts?
By the way, D2 has 14 titles, not 12. I think Caps has 12.
Caps probably has most of that by himself. Oh, no, sorry. He had two on Fnatic, and then he had...
Ted with D2, I believe.
What a madman. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's a shit ton, because D2 has 14. Mm-hmm. But like eight of those, or seven of those came within the last, like, no, six. Because they did with Brick, but yeah, because they even clue see the finals now. I'm like, oh, fuck, okay, that's just a lot of games for no reason.
All right.
But yeah,
let's go to SK Gaming, actually. Yeah. Like, I truly think if they make one roster change, this team could be challenging for top four.
I think they get rid of the coach.
I think the biggest problem with the team is the mentality from this team. Basically, after they threw that game against BDS, they just kept choking every game, and they just couldn't mentally recover. One game against BDS, they lost it where they easily could have won BDS. I think this team is actually way better than what their record shows. I think they could be top four. Do you make a roster change? I think you get rid of Doss.
If you make a roster change,
I can get rid of Doss. That's my opinion.
I think you get rid of the coach. Swiffer has been with them since for like almost 3 years. Like, come on, man.
Really?
Yeah. Check. If you look up on Wikipedia, Leaguepedia right now, Swiffer. Check how long he's been with SK. They need a coaching change. I don't think he hasn't. There was some questionable drafts by him. Also, I'm like, why are you playing like Bard, putting Doss on Bard?
Well, like, he let Doss have Camille's support in a deciding game to win the best of three to move on. I don't know if it's a player calling for that, because, you know, they have influence on the draft as well. But I think either you make a coaching change or I think you make a player change.
I think for sure you keep Irrelevant. Everybody else is.
I can keep Irrelevant and Exekick. I think Izuma hasn't really proven himself yet, but, you know, he is new. I'll give him one more split. I would say if you're going to make a change, maybe coach or you get rid of Doss, because he is definitely the weakest link of the team by far. Like, they could be performing so much better in the game. You could tell they have an idea how they want to play the game. They just fucking choke.
Yeah, Swiffer been there since December of 2021.
Oh, fuck. That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, he's kind of gotten the most out of the roster. Like, because last year, they were so close to getting, the third on the split. And then this year, they had a chance of beating Fnatic. They choke in that best of three. They have a chance that actually, they lose to Vitality. I think they're a bit stronger than Vitality in terms of, like, actual gameplay. Not, like, player strength, but just gameplay overall. Like, going into this split, they really need to buckle down and be like, hey, okay, we're ahead. We need to get Baron. We need to set up vision for Baron. If we're ahead, like they're ahead, just team fight properly and win the game. You don't got to have your ADC diving into the back line against an Olaf. Don't do that. That's retarded. Like, they just make really boneheaded decisions for no reason. They're just costing themselves free games. They're not terrible.
I don't think Niski needed to, Adam said something in the press. He was like, Niski needs to wake up. I don't know what Niski changed, but something changed in this split. So I long story short, I think this is definitely a run back roster. They have potential. They're not bad. It's not like they've literally had leads and blown them.
Let's be honest. They're better than Giant X. That's not even a competition. They're better than Mad Lions. They're better than Rogue. They're better than Carmine Corp. It's just all these losses right here. They're better than
Team Heretics.
If they hadn't choked all these games, they'd be 6-3. Honestly, games were winnable.
Team Heretics is a fraud. Like, I mean, as much as I want Yankos to get back,
hate Spanish people.
Oh yeah, you know, Bandito Taco.
I love tacos. I love licking
that man took me personally. I looked at him, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this dude? I was like, mm-hmm. I've been to the Perks with Wash, Peter Heritage. I was like,
the same. Lennon is a taco, and her taco tastes exquisite. Well, back to the.
But and guess what? Perks being on the bench is where he needs to belong. Because my God,
he needs to grow some hair. Motherfucker has had no hair since like 2016. All right, so Mad Lions Coy. Let's be honest here. We knew this was going to happen. All of us said, okay, you got second in winter. Let's see if you can kind of keep it as a consistent thing.
And they overachieved the winter. Some teams are just bad.
Yeah. The only players that they have good were Merwin, El Yoya, and what's his name? The support, Alvaro. Those are the only good players they have.
So it was the best ADC. What are you talking about?
Don't. I'm done. Okay.
Down on the corner, eating my ass.
What? He's stupid. Nah. There was times where Super was like top three.
He's the reason why they didn't win even a lot more playoff games than they did. Remember last split? Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. When you highlighted, why is Chasey still on the roster?
They have him as a backup.
Backup.
That's so stupid. He's better than Merwin.
Him to a different team. What? Get money. Sell that guy. Chasey could be. Chasey isn't like dog shit. He could be on somebody's roster.
You know,
Odawamne gets to be on the roster, but Chasey doesn't. Come on.
He's gone now.
Rumors is Odawamne is going to be gone. I think Chasey would fit well on Heretics.
Yeah.
Over Wonder. Okay.
Yeah,
Wonder's
been posting for a while. He doesn't do anything in lane.
Wonder has been pretty average, but I mean, if you're looking at someone that's proven right now, I would pick Chasey and give him a second chance. I think he's better than.
Remember, keep in mind, I want people to understand how bad the league is in terms of economics. Chasey won spring split last year, made a finals, went to MSI, and he's not on a roster. Keep in mind, he went to Worlds too. He went to Worlds, won a split, and went to MSI, and he's not on a roster, but Cavalshard is. That's fucking crazy. Like, I don't know how bad nepotism has gotten for some of these guys. Even if you win a title, even if you win multiple titles, you could be out of a job. What? Why even play this anymore? Why even play this game?
Well, it's like the PCS issue. I think that LEC is actually cheaper than people think. Because, just like you said, Chasey's like, well, I won MSI. I've been the Worlds, you know, just like players in real sports. Where's my money? I'm worth it. I've proven it. But they're
they
like,
can get
well,
top ramen, you know,
good egg roll. So they're like, well, Merwin is new and he wants to show him. So we'll give him a. We'll be like, Merwin, you got a contract for a year. You'll be making 75 grand. He's like, wow, that's more lunch money than my mom gave me. Yeah.
thing of like ever since Fnatic got Caps from that one Turkish team, everyone's been thinking like, oh, who's the next Caps? We got to get the next Caps, the next Larson, the next Inspire, the next Humanoid. It's like, bro, do you people know how sports work? That's not always going to happen every year. It's not a thing. That is a rare thing, if we're being completely honest here. They keep thinking, we bring this random guy up, he'll be the next Caps for this lane, and we'll just have our own Caps. And it's like, that's just terrible. Well, if that's the mindset, that's bad.
I'm just happy that Mac and Pad proved that they should not have gotten rid of those two.
They just wanted an Espanol immigrant taco-eating roster. You know, it's cool. But just in general... With Mad Lions, honestly, they just played really, really bad. It wasn't even the fact that they're just, like average. Everything they did well in winter, they just did worse. They just, basically, the team, this is exactly who we thought they were. Now they're just showing it. That's pretty much just all it is.
What are you talking about? You know? Super's the best ADC. He said it.
All right, Giant X. All right, BDS. Everything with this org is an L. Just saying.
Giant X, all I have to say is that I thought it was silly that they got rid of Limit and Abadage. That was silly.
I don't understand. Okay, now, you're right. We'll go over Giant X. Abadage comes in, basically borderline MVP performance, should have gotten MVP, got them to finals. And they were like, you know what? Let them get Jackies. Hello? What? That's what I'm saying. People are retarded. You could win the split. You could quite literally put on an MVP performance and you get kicked. For a random just fucker.
They're
what
cheap.
What makes sense?
I'm telling you, MSK, they're just cheap. Like, lot of rosters are downsizing unless you're like proof. The only reason why humanoid caps have these, they'll never get kicked off, is because they literally have to play 1v9 in order to keep their their stock in value. If you're not like a broken blade or like caps or like Hillisang, even Hillisang may int, he's still gonna get a roster because of he's just proven himself. So they'd rather take a proven person than someone that's like, oh, did he just have one good year? That's what they're looking at some of these players. Oh, he only had one good year, so let's go with the rookie instead.
Right? Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Like, a guy could come in, basically get them to finals. I mean, got them to finals. XL back-to-back 10th place. They, I think they went like 1-8. They went
one and eight, and I think it was 2-7. And they could have had a chance, and they whiffed to the sun. Needed to do was get to 3 wins. They could do that. Because the spring split was like, that was a freaking nightmare. Yeah. They were like 3-15. They got rid of their mid leader before. I forgot who the fuck his name was.
They had Vettio, and then they had who they had before Abadage? Yeah, it was Vettio.
Yeah, it was Vettio.
They kicked Vettio the fuck off.
Oh, they weren't even supposed to have Vettio. I'm pretty sure everyone heard the rumors where basically someone in Vettio's camp, an agent, leaked some information, and that kind of put pressure on XL to sign him, even though they didn't even really want him. And the players on the team are like, we don't even want this guy. I can see why people don't want to play with Vettio. It's actually just pretty overrated as a player. He's not really that good, honestly. You know? You can tell from his personality when he streams, I won't want to play with that guy. And yeah, they got Abadage, and they were like, you know what? You're not good enough. Is finals and winning a split not good enough? Then I don't even know why would you want to be a player anymore. Even if you win the highest thing you can with such a trophy, or if you get finals, even multiple finals, actually, it's not good enough. Like, why would you play here? What, you had a better chance going to CB Law and doing Rapanese with those people and winning splits than being here.
I do think that Ignar was an upgrade over Limit a little bit.
Yeah.
He was an upgrade over Limit. So I think if you kept Abadage and if you kept who else? Yeah, if you just kept Abadage and you brought in Ignar, I think that, because remember Abadage played with Ignar back on Schalke way back.
So and that roster was definitely punching above their weight given how much there were the good Fnatic and G2 rosters, remember? So
yeah, so I mean, like you said, there's not much to talk about Giant X. That's all I gotta say.
Also, the gameplay is just boring. Like, watching them is so boring. I just start napping when I see them playing. Boring as fuck. Good. Cool, Kuangdu. What's up, man? How you doing? Nice to meet you. Oh, Vettio. Fuck, he's a French baguette. Fuck him. All right. BDS. Oh.
They performed to expectation.
BDS of the team, I think Thorin said it, and it's kind of a sentiment that I've had for a long time with some of these teams. Basically, BDS is a team that has not good players, really. They kind of only perform better because the teams with better players perform worse. And people are probably like, you're saying they're bad. I am saying they're bad. They're not a good team. They're only kind of getting this way because other teams with legitimately better players are doing worse. That's really all it is. Like, their players, everyone on roster, these players are pretty bad. Or average at peak. I think the coaching staff is the reason why they're punching above their weight. Nuke is pretty mid, for being honest. He's not anything special.
No! Nuke, if you saw the series, Nuke performed better than Humanoid that entire series.
That series he did.
He performed way better. You could see it. He had CS leads. He was trying his best. I think Nuke really showed that he's improved as a player. So I don't think it's Nuke. And if all this, another thing that this whole story of Adam only plays Darius, he only plays Garen. No, if you look at Adam's champion pool for the last two splits, he's played Rumble. He's played Gragas. He played Zac. He played Sion. He's played Cassante. He's played he's changed his pool. So this whole notion that he can't play these other, that's changed. He's changing that now. So it's not that. So I don't know. I think it's a mental. I think they need a sports psychologist. I honestly think so, because they should have won that series against Fnatic. They really should have.
Kuhong Du says, what do you think of Thanatos joining C9? People are saying supposed to be the best top laner in the LCS, even though he's a rookie. I wouldn't, for me personally, I wouldn't say he's going to be the best top laner in a new region based off, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. You know, being the best would also imply that he's going to be able to acclimate to the LCS, synergize with his teammates, being able to do what they need. I think Reaper, being the coach, is going to make him improve a little bit more faster compared to other coaches.
Because Reaper was a top laner. Yeah. And he's green.
I don't know if he'll come out just being the best LCS top laner, but the LCS top lane pool is pretty solid for the most part.
It's pretty decent. I would say Thanatos is gonna be pretty decent, and I think he's gonna be receptive. I think me personally, I would have not gotten a Korean top laner. I would have said, if I'm gonna get someone, I'm gonna get someone from EU.
Hell yeah, get revenge.
EU. anyway, only because of the language barrier does play a factor. So I would have looked at some top laners from EU. That's my opinion, because it really does, it makes a difference, language, just for communication, for just talking purposes to get to know the team. I think that that's just a personal opinion. But BDS, I don't know, I think they overperformed.
Did you see the mic check that they had? I think the difference in their mentality is big too. Fnatic, when they were down, they were talking about, yeah, we'll just improve, go next game. Hey, we're gonna go game five. It'll be a series. BDS are like, hey, let's not choke. You know, hey, one more game, guys. You know, the difference in mentality was really there. Like, they really honestly had no business losing that series in general, but they just were weak mental, and they started losing. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I the only pick I didn't like was, I didn't like that Darius pick, but I get why. But the thing
they're already up in the series. I understand
the thing is, if he's gonna pick Darius, then Shao has to, then they have to draft a bot lane where they're self sufficient, because you know the first thing they want to do is, we don't want Adam going crazy on Darius. And look what they did. They literally made sure to take him out of the game. And that's what they did to Darius.
I also think Shale's really honestly not been consistently performing. He has some very, very bad games. Ice is kind of just what Noah is. You know, I think Ice has a little bit more carry potential. I think he does take a little bit more agency than Noah does. Labrov, he's such an odd team. I don't know if I would have liked seeing them at MSI, honestly. That level of mentality, they might have just went 0-6, them scrimming teams like that. They might have just went fucking blowout, honestly. Chaz, what do you think about BDS, actually?
I was surprised that they were up 2-0. I was like, what the fuck? And then son of my head says, we've seen this before, haven't we?
BDS. Remember last spring?
That's why I was like, wait a second. We see BDS go up 2-0 as they just get completely fought Damn Skies. Like, I was like, yep.
Even Adam said in the mic check, he was like, hey, the reverse sweep might happen. Bruh, no!
That was that bullshit. He jinxed it. He knew what the script was about. Go up 2-0.
He knew what time it was. He knew the time. He was like, bro, I'm going home and I'm getting my dick sucked by a French girl. I'm going to be watching MSI through my computer screen. People compare Thanatos to Zeus, a younger version. If he can be Zeus for Cloud9, that'll make them a lot stronger, honestly.
Yeah, because they.
Do you all think NA is stronger than EU this year? I do, but then again, I don't know.
That's a coin toss, because it's like.
Because, like, FlyQuest versus G2? I don't know. I think they're about to get pretty handed to them, honestly. But
that was the same thing people saw about G2 and NRG. That's it. We don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's
the same. Yeah. This year, the teams are honestly so bad. Honestly, anything could happen, really. I think when they face, Fnatic is the worst team to face off against FlyQuest. They're probably going to get absolutely just completely railed, honestly. But then again, who knows? They have Bwipo, and he could probably eat half the teams. All right, so.
You stupid.
all right, Team Heretics, Team Rapanese,
They did improve. However, it was marginal, because they only went to the next round of the best of threes, which isn't saying much, right? So I think record wise, they improved, right? You could see the improvement. And Zviro, I don't know. I really hate this whole rookie thing because it's like the way people make rookie sound is like they're 17, like they're 18. And I checked, this guy is like 24.
He's 25. Yeah, he's 24.
Like,
yeah.
He's not a rookie. He's a grown ass man. Like, what are you talking about?
Rookie says means new to whatever you're coming up to.
Right.
He's new to that. Right. But he's been playing
a long time.
Yeah.
He should have got his shot. Given how he was playing the way he was, he should have got his shot ages ago, honestly. Like, he's LEC caliber, I would say. Listen, more than at least Jackie's is.
I personally think. Nice. And my friend, I was telling my friend this the other night, I think that the roster they had with Evie, VTO, get rid of Mercer, keep Flackett, that was a fine roster. Everybody, because I think Yankos could have taught Vettio stuff and make him get better. And I thought that Evie was, he's not a star player. He can play weak side, you can put him on a carry, but he's okay. And like, I thought that was a well-rounded team. But then the coach and Heretics is like, we're G2 2.5. No, you're AOL.
Yeah, that it would be crazy. This might be a hot take, but they actually downgraded going from Evie to Wonder. That's actually kind of a downgrade in a lot of senses. Like, Evie did, despite him having flaws to his gameplay, a lot of them, he did massively create big advantages for them in other areas. Like, he would soak up so much more damage than Wonder's been able to. I think them getting Trimby actually made them a whole lot better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of the series were closer. I think they have an issue also with mid-game. They don't really honestly know what to do exactly in mid-game. They were in a lot of really close scenarios to win a lot of series. Just fumbled and messed up in a lot of them too, you know? But that's the best thing that I could say about them. I mean, they actually improved. They got close to doing something, I guess. That's kind of it. And Trimby, you know, if I don't know why this guy has to go to... Trimby goes to all these other teams, just performs so much better, makes them a whole lot better. And other teams are like, nah, you can have him. No, you can have him. Hop, you just have him. It's like, what are you doing? Just keep him. The fact that Fnatic got rid of him is insane. But they're going to him aside without him. So, I mean, what the fuck?
Well, again, I'm telling you, MSK, it's what I remember. I watched a Loco Doco stream and he was telling me, oh, this is way back. We're talking like 2019, 2020, something like that. He was saying that a lot of rosters don't pay players as much as LCS gets
in
retirement home. They don't make a lot of money. So they rather have a rookie.
A lot of people think it's because you're on like the top rosters, you're getting paid all the big bucks, and it's just that's not how that goes, honestly. Yeah. What do you think if 2019 G2 played this year? Do you think they will do well in the LEC? Yeah, the LEC looks really bad, honestly. Just went undefeated, honestly. These teams are terrible. These guys are actually awful. We'll save G2 for last. Team Vitality.
They improved.
You cannot
say that they improved.
They were weirdly inconsistently consistent, which I think was odd. Photon was actually pretty good. I think this guy's been elo held for a while. He was, like, to me, he's been pretty much like the best top laner for a while here. He's been doing great.
Stop it. No, Irrelevant's better than him. Stop it.
You're crazy. You're absolutely insane.
Chaz, come on. Back me up on this, Chaz. You're telling me that
Irrelevant... No way. You're gonna take Fat Buck over Ching Chong?
He lost weight, actually, but okay.
Yeah, no, he lost weight. No, Irrelevant has better game. Go look at it like this. Irrelevant is the best player on his team. That's not even close. It's like Photon, you could say last year might have been top two player on the team. Now it's like two or three. It's like, I would still go with Irrelevant. If you swap Irrelevant and Photon, Vitality makes it to the finals.
Thank you.
I think Photon is great. The issue is, and it's the same thing last year. The minute Photon fell behind, he got fucked. Because there was times where Photon could be a top lane carry by himself, but then they would leave him by himself, and he would get, and they would, like, they would 3v1, like, the enemy team would 3v1,
I don't
and nobody helps him.
With, I don't think that's a problem with Photon. That's the problem with the team not actually playing for his advantage. Because most of the time, when they're ahead, they have not played for him at all. He's winning lane constantly, getting solo kills under tower, taking turret plays.
But the issue, even with what he was sometimes for Photon, just gets kind of fucked. It was like okay, he's losing lane and he should be losing. It's like,
how many lanes do we see him lose? Every time I watch the games, he was the only reason why they were doing well, outside of Karzu.
He's the only reason why they were winning, but he in the team fights, they always know take him out first. It's literally you take him out
That's
first.
That's why I think when they're getting that new guy, what's his name, Linkus? That might actually be better. If Linkus knows how to play and cover Photon, they'll be a stronger team. I don't care about Vettio all that much. Vettio is such a fucking... He's like humanoid, except worse. He has bad games. It's just...
They're getting rid of Vettio?
No, they're getting rid of Daglus for Linkus.
Daglus. They should have never... I mean,
Daglus did play... I mean, I don't know.
I think Daglus can go to another team. Maybe Daglus can go to Rogue. He'll do better there.
I don't know. I mean,
God.
I don't think anyone goes to Rogue to do better.
I don't think Daglus goes anything. I think
Daglus over Barkhoud.
No. Yeah, that Barkhoud fucking sucks right now.
What? See Daglus out here? Daglus, the reason
why game Barkhoud's ran it. Barkhoud's running it.
You know, every time team Daglus would misposition, they get super. See, this is why I like Photon, but at the same time, I'm like, he don't help nobody outside. Like, if you don't come up to top lane the first few minutes, Photon just stays up there, and then when he team fights, it's like he don't really peel for his team. He ain't blocking or nothing. What Irrelevant does is like his thing is the other team don't snipe him out, and you damage him enough. It's like, nah, Daglus was a complete liability for Team Vitality this year. Misposition, then they catch him off, knock him out, and it's like, oh, okay, you're 4v5, and the Daglus come back and get killed again. You're like, oh, God, okay.
And that's the problem is having a rookie like that. I mean, people don't understand, when you take rookies, you take the highs and lows with them. You take in all the lows of their gameplay, right? Daglus is someone who, you know, didn't really understand about how to play through a lane. When Photon is completely winning, needs to go there and specifically put pressure lead. He would go mid, and him and Vettio synergy doesn't work very well. He sometimes they pulled up a few ganks well, but other than that, he didn't go bot ever as much. His bot dives were completely terrible. You know, him playing Rell is just an auto loss. Actually, I can see why they got rid of him, but I wouldn't get rid of him entirely of like him not having a team anymore. I think he's just not ready.
The issue is Team Vitality just didn't really work as a team like that. It was Carly Hillisuke that worked as a team. Vettio was just
middle on an island by himself.
He was literally him and Photon were on an island. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like...
Also, yeah, Karzi has also played really well. People can say he's like the best ADC or top three ADC.
He's up there. I don't know. He's top three. Though. I don't know about that.
Who are you taking then?
Taking Ice. Over him?
I mean, Black could actually, I thought, played really, really, really well too. Just by Heretics looking like shit. I know you're on crack, man.
Over Karzi,
no way.
Karzi had too many games where I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
Ice.
That's Ice too, but it's like there's times where I'm like, okay, I trust Ice and LeBron.
All right, he's trolling.
No, I'm dead ass. I don't know. You know how I like Jose, but man, there's just sometimes I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, Jose? It's like, oh shit.
All right, let's go to Fnatic. Fucking hell. Because we've said most of the time, I just said the same thing I said before, and I'll just kind of advance it, which is they have the weirdest team ever. They are individually good. They are just never on the same page. Yep. In the G2 final, they kept getting lane swapped on, and they just couldn't adjust to it. That means they have no adaptability. So if the MSI patch has lane swaps, they are completely fucked. If they can't even adapt to three lane swaps in a series, which is consecutively the same team, they're about to get ass-railed.
Out of the four teams coming out of the West, they are the weakest out of four major regions.
People are factoring G2, walked in the Baron pit and stole it from them. When they were ahead in the game, remember, some of those games, they're ahead in that series probably should have been five games. But You are not getting that. If that's JD, not JG, because they're at home jerking off. If that's Top Esports or BLG or T1 or Gen G, and they have leads like that, you are not, Yacht's not getting in there and stealing a Baron. That's just not happening. You know, basically the team kind of comes down to like Razorc. Razorc needs to have an immense carry game. So there's a lot of pressure on Razorc to perform. Humanoid can have the odd game here and there where he does perform, but that's not really something consistent you can rely on. Oscarinum's a rapping taco. I really don't. So Oscarinum just doesn't need to get beaten by 369 and Ben as hard.
Oscarin?
You mean Oscarin? Fuck that. He's about to get beat by Impact. The fuck you talking about?
He just has to not get beaten by Ben.
Just think about the name. Oscarin.
You talking about Oscarin getting beat by Ben. Fuck that. He not gonna be able to beat Impact at this point.
He won't even beat Robo.
Oh no. God. I swear to God, Oscar. What the fuck?
Oh Lord.
If cellulite
I just saw, stop it.
If Oscar gets beat by Robo, fuck that. Fnatic needs to find a way to give Robo a contract.
Imagine a world like this where Fnatic lose to Loud and they get rid of Oscarinnen for Robo. Thank you, Oscarinnen. We want to welcome Robo, bro.
Shit. Burn the whole world. I mean, Oscar is from Spain and Robo's from Brazil, but it's almost the same shit. Like, I swear to God, hey.
I don't know.
They better not lose to no fucking CB Low or
they have the lowest floor for most of these teams. Like I do understand the team is comprised of some good players, but it just feels like the team has already kind of peaked. Honestly, these players peaked already.
No, together. I think so. Here's my thinking. I think. I didn't know that. Tony said hi.
What's up, Tony?
He was like way earlier. Hi, Tony. I think you replace Oscarin. That's it. Because outside of Cassante, I don't think he was that good.
Yeah.
I agree.
Am I wrong?
He wasn't as bad as he was in winter, but he wasn't anything special. Like, literally, every top laner we talked about before, Relevant, Photon, Broken Blade, Adam, were all better, honestly. I mean, heck, even Merwin was better, honestly. Me, he's on Mad Lions. I would say Otawamne was better because that's just hell. But, I don't know. Because, they're basically sending Ice to MSI if we're counting what Noah is. Noah's not going to be a carry factor for them.
Oh, hell no.
Like, he can only really carry on Kalista, Philios, and Jinx. Every other ADC, he's pretty much just...
Philios damn near is going to be auto-banned. That's me. He has Kalista and Jinx. Because Philios is damn near auto-banned by most Korean teams. They're just going to auto-banned. Yeah. Unless they don't take it themselves, they're going to auto-banned like Philios. That, at this point, it's not for Noah. Judge is gonna get whatever support and still get fucked. You have Humanoid who's they could give him whatever team, but he's fuck. I think the only support I would say Humanoid is better than APA, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, out of the major regions. The thing with Fnatic this past split is like G2 disrespect them so hard, they could just end the game, but they'd rather just play for Pentas. That's how you can tell they don't give a fuck about what Fnatic does, honestly.
At that point, it was Penta, and they still couldn't stop him after they were, like...
Yeah. Fuck. Last thing we'll talk about is G2.
With that, it was like, remember when they were, like, Fnatic was winning that team fight, but forgot that Cap TP'd to the fucking base and took out the damn Nessun, and they never clicked. Oh, why are there only four people here? No shit, the motherfucker is in your house eating your food, niggas. Eat your games, drink your Kool-Aid, and play Tiddlywinks with your damn wife. And by the time you realize the next has been cracked in. Yeah, okay.
And what he means by playing Tiddlywinks is basically eating her pussy out. But, you know.
That too. I was trying to say it without trying to say it. I was trying to be, you know, clean.
So G2, they won the split, as most people predicted. Some of the players, obviously, you know, had some struggles, but Caps for sure has just been putting the foot in people's ass. He became the old Caps again.
No.
He started just raping people.
I don't believe that. No. I don't believe that. I'm sorry. Caps got beaten in lane sometimes and got solo killed at sometimes. I think Caps, what he's doing now, he's not playing these untraditional picks. He's doing what Faker is doing in a sense. He's adapting his game and realizing, you know what? I can't play Aurelia mid anymore. I'm just going to play Azol, but look really good playing Azol. And yeah, that's fine. No. What I mean is he's not the Caps before where he would bust out the Akali and you would be terrified. He's not busting out the Akali because he's not as confident as before. He realized people can gap him back if he makes one single mistake. We see that. He's gotten solo killed a couple times this split as well. I'm not saying that's an indication, but Caps has slowly. First of all, Azol was being played in LCS, but yet LEC always clowns on LCS. I find that hypocritical and laughable.
Azol, the nerfs were not that bad. Azol is a disgustingly powerful champion.
Right. And I think also
Chovy looked at APA, but it's like he's like, well, this champion's actually pretty fucking strong, honestly.
I mean,
to be able to stop playing, it's ridiculous.
The thing is, go ahead, Chess.
But don't forget LCK kind of like just automated Azol there, right? And they know their comp is not good for Azol. They just try to automate it a lot of times. That's why sometimes the shit get, like with Kasate goes through, you're like, wait a second. Kasate goes through after the first three pick, you pick up your fourth pick. Like Azol. It's like, okay, Azol's not bad. Can we play Azol? It's like that's why sometimes you got flex picks. That's why people go on AD, they're saying, oh, AD mid, no, AD support. Like, think about it. There's a lot of flex picks. Cause I was watching some old older LCK games. I was like, wait a second, there's a lot of flex picks. Cause think about it, when you see Maokai could be two, AD can be two. It's like some of these, like, what is it? Kasane can be two, like, but then sometimes you see some of these picks like Rell, you're like, wait a second, they could go Rell two, juggle support, but then sometimes, oh shit, we could probably put Rell top. You're like, wait, what? But it's one of these flex picks where you see some of these teams are just like, all right, cool, let's just try so and see if it works. It's like, okay, we're up two games, you know.
Because I think the biggest problem with G2 that's going to come on is like how the other guy's going to perform. Because last year, it was more like, well, Caps kind of underperformed when it kind of mattered. The other guys were playing, well, outside of Mickey X, other guys were having their struggles too. Caps is playing well, but the other guys are struggling. I don't know, honestly. Because Yike last year, he looked like he didn't know what the hell to do when he was getting out jungled. He got jungled pretty hard.
The thing, okay, so here's what I'm saying. I think...
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you guys a question. If you put Yike on Mad Lions, do you think he's a good jungler?
Yeah.
Come on. Are we really on coke tonight?
Are we these guys? Not this.
I'm not saying he's better than El Yoria, but I'm saying I think the team would probably work better. Like,
given this kind of play style, I think he would work best on like someone like Vitality or Fnatic, honestly.
I think he could work out Mad Lions. I don't think he's going to be the world beater like everyone's trying to make him out to be, but I think he'll be good. Like, if you swap him and Aloria,
he's not going to be obviously as dominant as G2.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think Razorc's just a stronger jungler in general. I think G2 would just be taking Razorc next year when the offseason's over.
I think that the lanes cover Yike's mistakes. I would love to see Yike on a team where he doesn't get coverage. What I mean is, if you have to worry about Caps, you got to worry about Broken Blade. And then when Han Sama is actually playing like a human, you got to worry. Like, come on, he's not the same Han Sama since, like, I don't know, 2021 Rogue. Like, I'm calling it like it is. He's not the same Han Sama. Like, he's, I don't know what changed, but I think Caps is still a good player. I just don't think this is the Caps of like 2018, 2020, that whole 3-year period. This is a He's on Bjurikson's level at this point. He's on a good team, and what I mean is when he goes to MSI, he's gonna get a rude awakening.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hopefully, he's a lot stronger at MSI this year than he was last year, because that's he's their best player by far right now.
Yeah, and I want to see. Yeah, he ain't beating Knight. I know that for sure.
Oh, yeah, yes. Lord. Fuck. Because what's the thing I want
to you're talking about? Yeah, that cat. No, but fuck that, man. At this point.
Oh, that's what I bring up. Fuck that. Problem.
My thing is, can Cavs beat fucking Jensen? Because we saw Cavs last year versus
Palafox.
Yeah, I'm like, God, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, wait a second.
There was an extremely bad. That was Dylan's worst draft by far. Belveth.
Yeah,
Belveth syndrome. Take that draft back to the
Belveth was a bad decision. It was like, okay.
Oh no, Belveth, Kaisa, fucking Rel, like such L picks. Just
no,
so bad.
No damage. It's
no damage.
That was a tickle fest. You come over, we have a tickle party with Leonard? Like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, what is this?
You gonna try to tickle me?
I'm
about
to. Nah, man.
All right. So,
okay. All right. Let's wrap this up. Okay.
Yeah.
All
wrap right. This shit up.
Well, so my thing here with Yike is if Yike, the way G2 is gonna perform better, because a lot of the international teams, like Gen G, T1, like teams, they do thrive off mid jungle synergy. Like, despite T1 losing to Gen G, Owner does have good synergy with Faker. Kenyon does have good synergy with Chovy. Knight has good synergy with I keep swapping their names. Fucking hell. Zun, actually. You know? Cream does play well with Tien. Well, big problem with the Western teams has always been mid-jungle. Last year, Yike, when he was getting outpaced, even at Worlds, looked like he didn't know what the hell to do. He looked like he just, I don't know what I do. I just do stuff. And it's like, he can't have that this year. Last year, I think people gave him a password. It's obviously, it's your first time. But this year, he can't do that. If G2 wants to win MSI, he needs to honestly know what to do. He doesn't even have to have good synergy with Caps. Get another lane. Play through another lane. If he is not understanding what to do, then he needs to get to know it fast. Because, you know, the only way G2... There's no way Caps can just carry them every game that they can do the LEC. The stuff that G2 gets away with in the LEC is not going to happen against these teams. Maybe the LCS you can get away with it because they're just not good. Yeah. That's not going to happen against BLG. People got to understand, last year, no Western team could beat BLG when they had Yagao.
That's not true.
You think they're supposed to beat them with Knight?
Golden Guardians beat them one game, remember?
That is true. They did beat
him. What are you talking about? No, you said
no. I'm saying in a series, Yagao never lost a series to a Western team. It was they got a game, but let's be honest, dude. When they got those games,
they had to ban the Yasuo. Afraid
they're gonna lose, honestly.
No, they had to ban the Yasuo though.
Yeah, those games to me are always like, I don't even care if they lose a game. Those are just throwaway games. They're not ever in danger.
That wasn't a throwaway game.
None of those games were throwaway games.
Stop it. Stop coping. The Golden Guardian series against BLG was actually a hard series. It was like they had to earn that.
Dude. No way. No way. The BLG series, they were stomping them. The only reason why BLG got the game was because the ADC Elk made a mispositioning error. That was it. The game was they were winning all.
Well, guess what? Golden Guards was able to capitalize. Because think about what do you think the LEC team?
This is the same game that 6-8 Hui went 0-9. That was the game. They were getting ass raped.
But they were able to capitalize and take it to game 3. Because probably do you think Mad Lions takes it to game 3? Do you think
three? What I'm bringing up is those are like throwaway games because the next game they beat them really hard anyway. You know, that stuff kind of happens in best of threes. I was never in it. What I should say is basically you're never in a sense of danger they're going to lose the series.
But I'm going to tell you why it is.
And this year it's going to be worse. They have a stronger mid laner now. Now they're going to get completely shit.
Let's think about this. It is a throwaway game, but it's also more tape for other teams to look. Okay, we can. Elk is mispositioning. Think about it, that wasn't the only time he mispositioned. That was the one time he got caught and it cost him. He got realized.
I'm just saying, if the other teams have to bank on him just kind of slightly mispositioning to win, that's not going to happen.
That's one more piece of video that DDG gives to beat BLG. Because DDG is already beating BLG, but now how do you make your games more precise? All right, cool. When he mispositioned, I need, like, now you got, all right, cool. Now you have Ruler over here. And when Elk misposition the game. You punish it. You take him out immediately. Take out the whole – then you got to take out Ben after. It's one of those things where, of course
– What do you think of Closer joining KT? I don't know. Casey's still ass.
I don't know if this is going to make them even better.
The problem here is Bo wasn't even their worst player. Why does Targamas keep getting to be on the team? The moment Carmen Corp shows me they want to win, you throw away Targamas. He's not Targamas. He's Targamas. He's just a ham.
This is what Carmen Corp needs to do. Their new team needs to be Liquorous, Closer, Abadage. I don't know who you get as ADC and get Limit as support. Damn, she cute. ADC could be, I don't know. Who's the ADC that's semi? I was about to say Stixxay, but I'm trolling there. Mm-hmm. I'm at this point, Stixxay is better than whoever the fuck they got now at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Stixxay? Oh, I never heard Stixxay in forever. Holy fuck.
I'm saying you got to just revamp that whole team. You give them 80 games, they don't stick. Like, or do you just keep the ADC you got now? You get with four new players? No, because Closer and Abadage are EM. No, is would Closer be considered NA, like import, or would he still be?
No, considered? If he goes, he's considered an import if he comes over here. If he would be an import considered over coming over there. Unless you have residency. If you have residency and they go over there, they're considered an import. It's just so fucking weird.
Okay, that's me. You got Abadage. Think about it. Okay, that's me. Abadage and Limit are still free. Pick those two up. And don't tell me Targamas is better than Limit. I'll smack the shit out of you. Not you. I'm saying whoever makes the decision.
Targamas is a great support, man. What do you mean? He's won with two.
Oh, Abadage is a better support, but we trust Sackenmore. I'm smack the shit out of you. Come over here. I'll smack the shit out of you real quick. Fuck you, me.
I'm a lucky old ball. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the motherfucker who's out here making these bullshit ass decisions. You're talking about, okay.
Yeah, because a lot of these teams right now, the reason why a lot of these LEC teams haven't been good for these past, like just last split when we did this kind of thing in this split, teams are just really built bad.
Yeah.
Teams are just awfully built. None of them really make any sense if you really start looking at it. Why the fuck is there a team where it's Targamas and upset as a bot lane?
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Rogue just looks like a hot shit mess. Yep. And Fnatic are like, hey, we'll just kick out Trimby, our best player, for a random Korean that we don't even know who the fuck this is. Because cheap. As Warren just says, it's because it's cheap. That's it. They're just bargain bin. Guess we're going bargain bin hunting for fucking players now, you know? People just basically want to just bargain bin hunt for players and just sell them for a max contract later on if they become good.
Yeah.
That's kind of just what they want to do. You know?
That's what they do in the NBA and the NFL. You get a, like, think about it. You get a player in the seventh round, like Kansas City. Mm-hmm. It's like with Tyreek Hill, you know, get him for free. Get a little more ring with him. He wants more money, then you let him go. Like, that happens all the time. Trust me. I've been in sports leagues where, like, the teams like the fucking Red Sox back in there, or the Giants, or the we have a player on a rookie contract, play about five. Yeah,
I was gonna say the thing about Tyreek Hill, if he had stayed and took a pay cut, he probably would have got sponsorships and endorsements and still be on a good team. People don't think about the long game. They think about the short. Granted, he has two Super Bowls, so he's like, I don't give a fuck. I understand. I would do the same thing. But if I'm going to play the long game, I would just take the pay cut. That's just
me. He has one Super Bowl. That too. He left before that second Super Bowl. He left a year of the second Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But, I mean, he still got a ring.
He still got a ring. That's more than, like, 90% of the players can say. But, yeah. That's the thing too. That's what they was trying to do. They wanted to give him a back end man. Pretty much it's like, okay, if you stay 10 years in Kansas City, now you get there's players who don't even play for the team anymore that they were like Khalil Mack is still getting $30 million from Chicago and this motherfucker plays in Los Angeles. Like imagine getting $15 million to play like Russell Wilson is getting paid $38 million by another team, and this motherfucker in Pittsburgh.
Imagine getting paid $38 million by one team while you play for another team, and that team don't gotta pay you shit because the contracts are so.
Wait a minute. Hey, man, Russell Wilson's contract could easily pay all the WNBA players. Well,
shit.
Maybe for another hour talking about that, honestly.
Pay all the WNBA players for the next 5 years. The fucking next 10 years, probably. Shit, they won't get paid shit. Yeah. And they talk about. We want $20 million contract. Bitch, you lucky to make $500,000. So fuck you. You don't generate no damn money.
Yeah.
Like, shit. So fuck you. And
all right.
That's so, all another.
On Sunday, 5:30 PST, when we do another show, we'll do a recap of the LPL finals coming for the split. BLG versus Top Esports. I got BLG winning it. Obviously, you know, I think BLG's in with the split. They were the best team coming into the preseason. And actually, fun fact, they even beat their record last year they had with Yigal. With Yigal, they went 30-7 in summer. They went 30-5 in games in this
play. Yeah, so. And C-Below. We're going to talk about who comes out of C-Below.
Rapanese?
Yeah, because Astral, right now, it's 10 teams. It's 10 out of 12 teams. The LCK team, the Gen.G team.
I'll make sure to watch the English broadcast of the C-Below.
Gen.G and T1. And LEC is G2 Fnatic. LCS is Team Liquid and FlyQuest. And then I forgot who PCS is. No, PCS is PSG.
Yeah,
it's funny how they're a pairs team, but they just see
the opportunity to be in the game.
Yeah.
And I understand. And they're a winning organization in that sense. So and Gam is back in it, so
yeah, Gam. And
Astral.
Yeah, they beat R7.
Astral. Yeah, the Mexicans.
They finally beat R7. R7.
Anybody got any hope for Mexico winning? Bro, no. They're about to go drop again. These teams are always usually pretty bad. Vietnam beat the LCS. Bro, Vietnam's always performed bad. I love how the one time a team performs good erases all the other times that region got curb stomped by the other one.
Yep, Top Esports and BLG are in. Now they're fighting out for positioning. Uh-huh. The two regions we're waiting for technically are. No, that's it. No, is it one region? Two, four, six, eight. Yeah, it's one region. I think we're just waiting for the C-Below. That's it. Yep, just one region.
Yeah. Well, C-Below Warren, you got anything planned coming up, actually? Or is it still being black?
Still being black, you know, just, you know, trying to find the. I hang around high school, so that's all.
Okay. Peace. Dig it.
Hello, guys. I'm waiting for seniors to graduate. That's all.
Yeah. Fresh meat right off the lot.
That's better than R. Kelly. He out there. Trying to get him at
12. Like, bro, no.
He'd be 13, 14. He waits for the freshman. And he was like, and he really be taking him as a freshman. I was like, dude, you wild, bro. R. Kelly. But R. Kelly ain't really dancing one, too. He ain't really dancing one, too.
I'm going to watch the BLG. I'm gonna check out the C-Below just for funsies. Check out what they're doing, and then just kind of get ready to see what there's gonna be off season stuff happening. So yeah, just a pretty chill weekend. Nothing really fun.
Yeah, I mean, since it's the last big best of five of the spring split for these teams, I would love if it was five games, but I'll be honest, it's probably gonna be a 3-1. You know, I think it'll be a very close series, but I think it'll just end up being 3-1 in BLG's favor, honestly. If Top Esports win, that'd be kind of crazy.
But real quick, I don't know if you want to just watch the MSI video real quick. 2 minutes. Mm.
Oh, yeah, because they have copyrighted music going on in that shit.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
So, Chaz, you got anything coming up?
Yeah, got a video. As soon as I'm done editing it, not editing it, it's just me. You know, commentating over this guy's video about, like, talking about, like, TV shows from this era. So I'm just watching that. I'm gonna record all three videos first, and then edit them, and then one should be out hopefully by Monday. Hopefully.
Okay.
Yep.
And as you guys know, the Cloud9 podcast is on 2 days a week. We're going to be back here again at 5:30 PST Sunday to recap the LPL 2024 Spring Split Finals between BLG and Top Esports.
I'll be there if you need me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, we'll go in for a little bit then, and then I'll have Sunday fun day. And thank you guys for checking out the podcast, actually. We're freshly into Season 11, and the next episodes we'll have an LCS recap, I think, coming up soon, like we did for this one. And then after that, we just kind of just wait for him aside. There'll be other things to talk about. Obviously, we've got a special episode a week where we just, talk about banging bitches and eating some tacos and coming inside of mayonnaise jars. Well, thank you guys for your continued support. I did start my comics and manga channel, so go and subscribe to that. I'll put the link in the description box below, and all of the other Cloud9 podcast episodes coming out, and in the videos that I will be releasing. More content is dropping in pre-recorded video form, and you guys have a great day. Make sure you follow me and subscribe on YouTube.
All setting tacos are actually good. Not the Taco Bell ones. Those ain't real tacos. That's that manufactured American shit. I'm talking about
Just thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Anytime. You want to have sex with Lena's mom?
Only if she's 18.
We'll see you guys later. Have a great night, everybody.